Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sani Badu, and this is episode 23. In today's episode, I will be sharing tips on how to create habits and stick to them. I'm also really excited about this episode because I see it happen too many times where people say they will start doing X or stop doing Y, and they stick to it for a few days or maybe a few weeks, and then fail once or just get lazy about it and they just stop. And I don't want that to happen anymore, and I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I have truly understood what it takes for me to create a habit, and I know when I'm going to stick to it and when not to, and I want to be able to share that with you guys. But first, weekly summary. This week has been pretty much all about Bold Centennial, the brand, the podcast you're listening to now, and the blog. And if you didn't know already, I decided that I will be taking a year off now that I am post-graduation and focus solely on Bold Centennial and my side jobs, of course. Over the last week, I have fully developed a whole plan for the next year, which I further broke down into quarters and even into weeks so that I would know if I'm on track or not and staying on top of it. It truly has helped me so far and has gotten me so excited. I'm super excited for the next year and all the projects that are to come, and you guys should get pumped too. And make sure to check out the new Instagram page if you are equally as pumped at the Bold Centennial Podcast for behind the scenes. The next thing I want to mention is I started an 8-week challenge designed by Sarah's Day on YouTube. I love her and I cannot wait to see the results of it. I am on day 1. I will be doing day 2 tomorrow, and I do this on top of my usual training, which leads me into this episode, forming habits and keeping them. Because for me, it's about working out and having a healthy lifestyle. So let's jump in. I feel like over the years, I have been great at forming habits. I think a good thing about me is if I want something, I likely won't stop until I achieve it. But it can mean it could be really hard to do that. But in order for you to be able to do this, you need to start with a great mindset. So what do I mean by this? Well, I always wanted to lose weight and have a more healthy and active lifestyle. I grew up playing sports, and this kept me active, but I find that me wanting to play those sports was mostly so that I can be part of the team, and it was just fun more than the actual drive was for being fit and healthy. It wasn't for that. So when I injured myself about halfway through high school, I could no longer play for sports actually in school. I was never cleared by the health directors or whatnot, but I could no longer do that. So I had to find my own way to stay active, and I struggled. I had on and off moments all through the end of my first year of college, which is actually when I was really on top of it that last year. But I didn't even gain the freshman 15, which I know, crazy. But at some point, I wasn't seeing any results that I really wanted, and I gave up, which led me to even break the habit that I was slowly developing that year and further gaining weight. So how have I stayed so on top of it now? I feel like in order for you to start something, you need to A, really want it, and B, have it click in your brain that you will do anything to do it, which are two different things. That is the main issue with so many habits, I think. I've heard or said myself so many times, I want to lose weight, I want to drink more water, I want to be on a specific diet. Okay, that's all fine, good for you. But you better want to do it and be willing to sacrifice certain things or time to get there. For me, it was in November of 2019 that I was finally tired of working out, not seeing results after months of working out and then giving up a bajillion times. Felt like I was always this on and off, and even when I was being consistent for months at a time, I wasn't seeing results, so I'd give up. But it didn't really give me a chance to see those results. I felt like I kept doing this for about the last 4 or 5 years at that time. And I was in that moment. I remember I was in class and something clicked in my brain and I was determined. I mean, I knew I would not let myself give up no matter what. Midterms were coming up and I was going to push through. I had finals later and I didn't care. I was going to not skip a workout no matter what. I made my own milestones, and no matter what happened, I was not going to miss out on them. But here's the catch. You have got to set realistic goals or milestones. If your goal is to run a 5K or drink half of your body weight in water, and you don't run or you barely drink currently, there's no way from one day to another that you're going to get there. I mean, that's just not realistic. But here's what you are going to do. You are going to work up slowly, and you will form a habit to run every day or every other day, starting small and adding a little bit more time each day. Or if you're talking about drinking your water, drink a fourth of your goal and add a glass each week until you get to your final end goal. If you think you're going to go from doing nothing to doing your goal in such a short time, you're going to fail already. I mean, that's not realistic mindset. That's not sustainable. And the same idea, do something that's maintainable. Sounds kind of cool, sustainable and maintainable. But if you're off one day, don't let it throw you off. If you're going to go on a paleo diet, for example, but right now you don't pay attention to your intake at all, or I mean, even if you did pay attention, but you're just doing something new, don't cut it all at once. It's not going to be realistic. You're not going to feel very motivated, and you might stick to it for a bit of time, but then you'll want to go back because you just went from doing your usual to trying to cut something completely out. And that's just very hard to do. And if you can do that, then good for you. But for the most of us, you have to do it slowly. I mean, an option, if this is specifically your example, you could cut out items progressively and start with a cheat day or two and eliminate your food groups slowly and slowly, or specific ones in that group, I guess. You can specifically eliminate, like, no more donuts on the weekend or no more toast in the morning. Whatever gets you slowly there, cut them out slowly by slowly, and then you'll start seeing something. But make sure it's that progressively, because otherwise you're going to feel like you completely lost something from one day to another, rather than doing it slowly and forming almost a new little baby habit until you get to that goal habit, I guess. I mean, that's really what it is. Plus, you are bound to stop after a short period and then cancel out any of your results if you didn't do it slowly. Instead, like I said, the best is slow and steady progression so that you can maintain it over time. For my goal of losing weight and having an active lifestyle, I committed to a minimum of 3 workouts per week, regardless of anything, and at least 1 walk around the neighborhood with my dog. And that was always 1 time minimum. So a total of like 4 workouts, regardless of what was going to happen, these finals that I was talking about, midterms, if I really needed that extra night for school or even work, I would just swap something around so that it was actually doable for me. But in the end, still that little milestone every week of doing those minimum of 4 workouts, they were done. I have not gone a week without hitting my 4 workouts a week since November, which is 6 months ago when I first wanted to. Why? Because I want to achieve my goals. That's the important word. I want to, and I would generally at this point do anything to help me get there. And that's why I am starting this new 8-week challenge on top of my training, and do my random goal of next month is adding a new veggie for every meal, because I'm a picky eater and I do not eat enough veggies. And that's something small, but it'll help me get to that healthier lifestyle that I'm looking at. I even gained weight at the beginning and then didn't see results for nearly 4 months, but I wasn't going to give up. I stuck to my weekly workouts despite whatever life threw at me, and I made it work because I know I will do anything right now to get to the outcome or ultimate goal that I want. And that clicked, like I said, in that class back in November. I was determined, and even after gaining weight, do you know how hard that is to want to lose weight? You are working out intensively, and I keep track of what I'm eating and eat healthier and everything that I was doing, and I was gaining weight and I just wasn't seeing results, but I didn't care. I was not going to give up. I wanted these results, so I haven't given up, and I have now started losing weight and been really proud of it. And obviously what I'm saying, for me personally, this losing weight and this active lifestyle is my ultimate goal, but doesn't have to be your ultimate goal, your ultimate habit that you want to create. This can literally be applicable to anything. So if you tell me you are trying to form a new habit, but you're struggling, here is what I would tell you if you were one of my friends. Make sure you truly want to form that habit. I mean, you are willing to work for it. You don't want just instant results or success. No, you're willing to work hard, put in time, and be consistent to get there. If you're sure you are ready to start that habit and you're driven, then set goals in yourself and celebrate each win. Each day you're successful or you do something that gets you to your final goal, that's something to be proud of. But make sure that your goals are hard enough to reach so that you improve and feel proud, but that you ensure that they are still maintainable. The last thing is if you fall, fail, or struggle through, that's okay. As ironically, as I told my dog this morning, as I was setting up my workout mats in the morning, and yes, I talked to him like a real human being, I said, "Okay, TJ, time for a little bit of pain to get to my goal." And I laughed at myself, realizing that I was fully talking to him like a real human, but that what I didn't realize came out of my mouth was kind of the truth. And sure, your goals don't have to mean pain, but it is likely you won't be 100% up for it every day of whatever your goal is, and you don't necessarily always want to do it. You might get lazy, you might fall off the tracks, but that's when you cannot give up. Those are the exact moments you shouldn't be giving up, because you'll feel even prouder by the end of it. And finally, this should be a given, but a habit isn't for you to break once you've achieved your results. That's why you need to make sure it's maintainable. It should become so ingrained in you that you just do it. You don't question it, and you feel proud every time. And even if in a year from now you start failing again, just remember why you wanted to start doing this and continue working on it. It's always something that you need to be better at and need to, work at. Even if you do something consistent for, I don't know how much time, but just think of a large amount of time. Even if you fail one time, that's okay. Don't automatically give up. That just doesn't make any sense. So if you do happen to fall off the tracks, mess up a little bit, that's okay. Just remember, work hard again and start new the next day. But yeah, that's all I have for you. I know this is a relatively shorter episode than we're usually used to, but I feel like this was just such a straightforward episode and something that I've been wanting to talk for a long time. And if you have any questions about this or any worries or whatever it may be, I generally feel like this whole topic about forming habits is something that I'm pretty passionate about. I feel like I've always kind of struggled to form new habits, and I'm finally doing so now that I know what it takes. Now that it's, like I said, it needs to click in your brain, and it has clicked in mine. So if you do have any questions, then I would love to answer them, whether it's fitness related or health related or just about creating a habit in general. Feel free to message me. I would love that. So if you want to message me, my Instagram is @SandyJennifer with 2 R's. I will have it in the show notes below. But yeah, I would love to hear from you guys. With that said, that is all that I have, and I will see you in next week's episode. Bye, guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.